Tallahassee. Hello, world. Welcome to another edition of What Matters Most to You. I'm your host, the one and only Vincent T. Edwards, better known as Mr. Speaker. If you'd like to join the show today, the call-in line is 850-671-1450. That's 850-671-1450. I have a show for you today. I have a guest who's a great friend of mine, known him for many, many years, and we're going to talk about so many of the wonderful things that he is doing. I'm talking about no one other than Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. He is my guest today. How you doing, my friend?
Come on. You know I'm blessed, highly favored, walking in the light, one of the chosen ones. I'm just glad to be here on What Matters Most with 1450 with Vincent T. to the Edwards. Y'all better ask somebody, Mr. Speaker.
All right. Like always here on What Matters Most to You, let's go before the Lord in prayer. My God, my Savior, my Lord, Adonai, I just say thank you, Lord. I thank you for all that you have done and all that you've continued to do. I thank you for allowing us to see another day, a day that we've never seen before, a day in which we can live for you and glorify you and help others to come to know you as their Lord and Savior. God, now I just ask that you be here in the studio so that we can have a great conversation by way of the Holy Spirit. You take control, you lead, and you guide. Lord, and I just want to say thank you personally for increasing my level of faith and showing yourself faithful. Now look on this studio, look on this station, Capital Outlook and WTAL 1450 AM. Continue to bless them, Lord, that this station can be a beacon of light, not only to the community, but to the world. And Lord, look on my guest today, my friend, my brother, Benny Randall. Lord, lead him and guide him by way of the Holy Spirit that he can continue to do great things that may be a blessing to the kingdom of God. And I forever give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. The scripture today comes from the book of Mark, Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. That's going out today for my listening audience and for those who have just been praying and have a desire for something and looking for something from God. When you pray, believe, and you shall have those things. I want to take the time now to invite you all to True Holiness Church of God in Christ. We have service on Sundays at 9 a.m. and on Thursdays at 7 p.m. is our Bible study. We're located at 2344 Lake Bradford Road, unit number 1 in Tallahassee, Florida. We're located in the Old West Florida Enrichment Center. And the entrance to our sanctuary is around back on the backside of the church. The Lord has blessed me to be pastoring that church now for 3 years. And we invite you to come and worship with us. My guest today, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. He is the CEO of Bashani International Incorporated, specializing in media properties, including film, television, and personal development products. He is the best-selling author of The Inner Power to Create Your World and The Powerful Mind and several other books. Over the last 20 years, he has spoken at Fortune 500 companies and coached thousands of entrepreneurs around the world. He is the founder and CEO of several digital properties, and we're going to talk about them today. Bashani Business, Bashani Books, The Benny Randall Show, Father Flow, Bashani.com, and BennyRandall.com. He says that his mission in life is to inspire a billion people to regain their inner greatness and unlimited power of self. With that, Benny, how you doing?
Man, I'm blessed. I don't know who you was talking about, but I want to meet that guy. Thank you, man.
Well, I think I happen to be in the presence of him by way of phone, and I'm going to put you on the spot. Give my listening audience right now something inspirational to motivate them to move beyond where they are now to where they should be.
Everything you will ever need, every tool you will ever need, all the answers are inside of you. The issue is most people spend too much time looking on the outside for all the answers when all the answers are inside of you. if you simply take a little time, little prayer, little meditation, whatever it takes for you to go within, do that, and you will notice your greatest ideas comes from within.
What is the greatest idea that came from within you?
Everything I created. let me revamp that. Everything that came through me, man. And here's the beauty. BennyRandall.com, which is the hub, basically, which started off everything else that I've done, Mr. Speaker, is the place where my business and life coaching rests. And it's through being able to inspire, help, and personally grow companies that I have been able to do everything else. So that's where it all began, right there at BennyRandall.com. And I tell you, it's a blessing, Mr. Speaker, just to be able, like my greatest energy comes from when a client comes back to me, Vincent, and be like, you know, I'm living everything you taught me. You know, I feel like a sensei, like I'm teaching karate students. They come back and it wax on, wax off, man. Let me tell you something. The greatest gift is being able to hear them say, hey, you was right. I started action, and it's happening. Man, you don't even understand that feeling.
Wow. And the website he's talking about right now is BennyRandall.com, and that is his personal development site for business and life coaching. What do you enjoy most about that particular business?
Just like I said, the greatest energy I get coming from that is when people who came to me and they was at a roadblock, and now they have blasted through the roadblock. Their business is better. Their life is better. I always say, as you know, it's not a game. It's a lifestyle. And I say that really to program myself and remind me on where I come from, to remind me that we have a choice, Benson. Every day we wake up, we have a choice. Me and you have had this conversation over and over again, and that is you can build your dreams or you can build somebody else's dreams. That is your choice. Which one you decide creates the lifestyle that you want. That's what I always say. It's not a game. It's a lifestyle. So you can play the game, or you can live the lifestyle.
So when you talk about lifestyle, it appears to encompass a whole lot of things, because lifestyle, to me, is a reflection of choices, decisions, not only that, but habits and routine. Speak to us about habits and routines that help one to become or help one to reach their potential.
As a wise man once said a long time ago, what's the best way to eat an elephant, Mr. Benson T. Edwards?
One bite at a time.
There you go, my friend. So eventually, daily habits is what you do on a daily basis that will create the lifestyle that what you wanted. So let me make this a little bit more clear. I thought I wanted one thing when I started off this business. I thought it was money. I thought that's what it was. And to my coach, I kept saying, I want to make $1 million. I want to make $1 million. He would say, that ain't big enough. And he said, why don't you try to inspire 1 million people? And I said, whoa, I had to step back for a second. Then to realize what he was trying to get me to see. And what he was trying to get me to see, that money is too small. Money comes and goes. You can make money and not even be good at what you do. You could just be stupid, silly or stupid or, you know, controversial and make money. Donald Trump has shown us that. Anyway, let me go to the subject.
Politics is for a whole nother day.
Exactly. But freedom is what I really found out that I wanted, Benson. I wanted the freedom to do what I want, when I want to do it, how much of it I want to do it, and where I want to do it. And that's what I sought to get. That's what lifestyle is indicative of, freedom. Freedom to make the choices on a daily basis to create the lifestyle you want. I don't care if your lifestyle is you want to sit on the beach and read a book every single day. You can only do that if you have freedom. And in other words, you got to take care of your survival things first before you can begin to take care of the extra things. You see what I'm saying? And before you can begin to live the freedom, Vincent, and that's what I wanted. I wanted freedom, and that's what I try to teach people, to go for the freedom, you know, whatever that means to you, because every single person has a different definition of what freedom means to them.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense. And I want to use this little analogy, since you're talking about being free and freedom, because what comes to my mind, either you're free to do what you want to do, or you're locked up in a gated community. And when I talk about gated community, I'm talking about where you dress in pinstripes. And so from that perspective of being free and being in jail, you don't necessarily have to be in bars to be in prison. And so what helps people to break out of that prison of their mind and their mindset motivator to be free to walk in their God calling, God called gift?
Very, very simple. The way they talk to themselves on a daily basis. And number two, the action that they do on a daily basis. So let me address both at this time, Mr. Speaker. The way you talk to yourself, if you sit and test this, anybody can test this. Go talk to some of your friends, right? But instead of talking, I want you to listen. You know, outside of saying, hello, hey, you're going to get them a leading question. How's everything going? And sit back and listen. Listen how they perceive their world. Listen how they perceive their lifestyle. Then you will begin to really hear what they are saying about themselves. And then if you pay attention to that, Mr. Speaker, it will allow you to see why they are at the point where they are at. Because people don't realize the biggest enemy, Mr. Speaker, to success is yourself. Nobody, at least the God I serve, he said that nobody has been authorized to have power over you. You have to give that power to people. You have to give the people the power to make you angry. You have to give people the power to make you sad. You have to give people the power to distract you. You have to give people the power to make you feel a certain way about yourself. One person once told me, Mr. Speaker, he says, when you have anger, you are one letter away from danger. Just one letter. Just like this phone call I'm on, I'm calling this radio. If I was one number off, we wouldn't be speaking at this moment, correct? We have to be right on point.
Right on point. Correct.
We have to be right on point. And that's what has to happen on a daily basis. You have to be right on point with yourself, Mr. Speaker. People sabotage themselves by the self-talk that they do. Number two, action. I know so many people that can talk good action, but when you talk to them 7 days later, they haven't done anything that they say that they were going to do. You know why? Because that's the way they operate on a daily basis. The way that you practice is the way you will play. I don't care what nobody else tells you. You practice bad, you will play bad. You practice hard, you will win hard. It's just that simple, Mr. Speaker. Woo! Somebody better ask somebody.
My friend, Benny Randall, a.k.a. The Motivator. Let's talk about BashaniBusiness.com, private online entrepreneur community. What happens there at BashaniBusiness.com?
Well, here's what I found out in dealing with social media. Social media is a wonderful experience, but at some point in your social media experience, you got to start to target that whom you want to target. So my target is entrepreneurs, but what I found out that when you're dealing with entrepreneurs in a social media thing, you're going to have all types of entrepreneurs. You're going to have, but basically I narrowed it down to two types of entrepreneurs, and pretty much everybody falls into one of these two categories. Y'all better get y'all pens and papers ready, because, boy, I'm about to drop it on you. You have two types of entrepreneurs, Mr. Speaker.
And they are.
You have those that talk about what they're going to do, and you have those that do what they talk about. Woo! Somebody better ask somebody. You have those that talk about what they're going to do, and you have those that do what they talk about, period. Name somebody out of that category.
name somebody. Oh, well, you've done what you talked about you're going to do, Benny Randall.
Yeah, no, that's not the question. I just asked. I said, name some entrepreneur that's outside of that category. There are none.
Outside of that category. I thought you wanted me to name one within that category.
No, sir. Outside. In other words, they're either doing what they're talking about or they're talking about what they're doing. Just that simple. It's very, very simple. So what I realized with Bassani Business is that, you know, while I was trying to communicate to those that truly wanted to create action, I was running into those, I call them information leeches. You know, those people try to, they'll stand at the store, but they'll never come in, but they'll take pictures of what you're doing on the inside and think somehow they can emulate that. You can't free yourself to success. There's always a price to pay, Mr. Speaker. I don't care what nobody tell you. So the whole point of Bassani Business was to create a private community of just those that was ready to take action. That's why there's an entry investment to get in, because I didn't want those people who simply, I ain't got no trials, I ain't got no tribulations.
Okay.
I want only those people that was ready. And that's what the community is backing. Now, in this community, Mr. Speaker, I know I went away for you, but you know I love to talk. So
I know. But I'm going to try to reel you in. We got a lot to talk about, and every time is getting short.
I'm sorry. But basically, the community is pretty much all the stuff that I do and new stuff that I do on a daily basis and on a weekly basis. And there you can find all the seminars, all the books, all the stuff is there for your consumption for free. You can download, you can stream, you can listen, you can communicate, all within the seams. And I wanted to kill the noise, Mr. Speaker, because that's what happens when you're in the midst of a whole bunch of people. There's a whole bunch of noise, but in that audience, there's a few that are ready. And I just wanted to be able to pluck those few that are ready and kill that noise so I can proceed, almost like a private school. You know what I mean? You can go to public school, you can go to private school, you know what I mean? But you want to pay an entry fee to get that personal attention, and that's basically what it was.
And so that's what happens at BashaniBusiness.com. There's
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's talk about BashaniBooks.com.
Bashani Books is for those people that can't or choose not to be in the community, where you can go directly and some of those products from me and other entrepreneurs, you can download them directly without no hassle. And, you know, you don't have to join nothing. All you do, find the product you want, download it, and keep it moving. See, I'm all about easy access, because here's what I've learned. Some of the major companies can show you this. And that's think about companies like Apple, Mr. Speaker. They make life so easy when it comes to their products. The learning curve is very minimal. Once you learn how to use an iPhone, you pretty much know how to use any of their iPhones. Once you learn how to use one of their iPads, you pretty much know how to use any of their iPads, and so on and so on. They make the learning curve very, very simple because they want you to spend more time experiencing the beauties of their product than trying to figure them out. Make sense?
Makes sense. My guest today is Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. He is the CEO of Bashani International Incorporated, and we're talking about many of his companies and businesses today. I really want to jump to fatherflow.com because I know this is one that's relatively new. Talk to my listening audience about what they can find and what's the intention behind fatherflow.com.
Father Flow, we're going to be launching officially on June 19th. Why June 19th, Mr. Speaker? I'm so glad you asked. Because that's Father's Day. All right? Father's Flow is basically everything fatherhood. This site, you know, when we launch it, it's going to be about everything that talks about things that have to do with being a good father, experiencing fatherhood for the first time, you know, gathering information. It's going to be a lot of video content that's going to be disseminated to those who are interested in being a real father. Because here's what I found, you know, and especially in my community, you know, a lot of people are not being fathers, you know, but a lot of people are having kids. And honestly, if you track back a lot of the stuff that's going on, it's a lot of times because, you know, there is no father figure in that house to guide that young man, to make that young lady feel like she's supposed to feel. You know me. I love my kids. You know how you do with your kids, Mr. Speaker. Yes. So what I found out, I didn't find a lot of places, Mr. Speaker, that I can go and just see positive. I can see everything bad. You know, we got enough of that on the news, you know, on your timelines. You know, this is what did that, whatever, you know, and that's cool. But, you know, you can get overwhelmed with that. So I didn't want to put my attention there. I want to hear those stories about people that were really doing what they're supposed to do, you know, have an experience like you do. You know, you take your son around with you. You enjoy the special moments with him. You know what I mean? He's going to be able to say, you know, this is what my father taught me. And that's what I do with my daughter and son. I'm a divorced father, but that don't mean I have to be I'm a divorced father. Don't mean I have to be a divorced father for my kids. You understand?
True.
So I do everything.
What prompted you to develop this site? You just sitting around one day? Or
no. You know what it does, Vincent? I don't see enough of people that look like me in a positive light. And that hurt, man. It's like, you know, I'm getting older and, no, let me take that back. I'm getting mature, you know.
No, I'm going to break it down for you because we go way back. You said it right the first time.
Don't give me the line on here. I'm 21. I stopped at that number. Anyway, but yeah, but what I didn't see a lot of people that look like me in the very highlight. You know, here's one day I was Googling father in suits. And I was amazed that when it came up, I'm starting to see it change now. But, you know, at that particular time, when it came up, it was very, very little black men with suits. So I said fathers with families, and it was very little at that time. And I just didn't understand that. But, you know, I could do black men in jail, and I got millions. You know what I mean? So it bothered me, and I said, you know, there are some good experiences, and I don't think they're highlighted. You know why? Because here's the sad thing, Mr. Speaker. We don't support positive stuff. I'm sorry. I mean, as a whole.
I mean, and here's what I've heard. When it bleeds, it leads. That's the headline. Anything negative, I mean, we'll run behind that. And I don't know why. All this craziness and a lot of reality TV, bad stuff, we'll jump on the bandwagon real quick. But when it comes to something that's going to positively influence you and to better you, it's like, don't want to take that. Don't want to do that.
Right. It's almost like, think about it, garbage in, garbage out. How much of negative news can you see before you start to generate some of those feelings inside about your experiences and those who, you know what I mean? Everything is an experience. It's either a great experience or a not-so-great experience. You know, it's all about your perspective. But I believe in every lesson is a blessing. Every blessing is a lesson, Mr. Speaker. So I wanted to have a place, at least, you know, what I found out, that things are created out of a necessity, and a lot of times a necessity for that person created it. And that's what it is. I wanted to see more people that look like me. I wanted to see more men that dress in suits and, you know, that have great experiences with their kids, not in child support court, you know what I mean, and all these things. I just wanted to see that interaction, and that's the whole purpose. So on June 19th, when we release it, those are the type of things you'll be seeing on fatherflow.com.
All right. Talk about Bashani.com, short films, media production, and also throw in 426media.com. Talk to me.
Well, you just threw me for a loop on that one. Because I know I did not put that inside there.
I know you did.
You just threw me in. But Bashani.com, that's our creative niche, you know, of creating films and telling stories, because I've learned my entire business is based on storytelling, you know, Mr. Speaker. It's about telling stories of empowerment, of experiences, of things that you've went through. So I figured if I'm a storyteller, then I need to expand on how I tell my stories, because what people don't realize, in order for you to stay in that seven-figure land, you're going to need at least seven or eight revenue streams, and you know, you got to have revenue coming from, but I try to stay in the categories that I'm excellent at, you know what I mean, and I'm excellent at in creating, whether that's film, movie, products. That's what I do, film, movie, products, I'm excellent at doing that, so I stay in my lane. And basically, Bashana is about being able to bring the visual aspect of telling stories to the world. And telling those stories sometimes, Mr. Vincent, that gets overlooked. You know what I mean? And we got a lot of things that's going to be coming out very soon. And it's about telling those stories that, you know, everything ain't always black and white as you see it. And there's some beautiful stories in our communities that's never told because it's not interesting enough. It's not dramatic enough. And as you just said, if it bleeds, it leads. That's horrible that that's the way they look at it. But that is.
Wow. And we're running out of time, but you got to
talk
to me.
We know that
me.
Was going to happen. I don't know, even know why you even, I mean, what, me talk and you, me.
You know,
we
you know,
get warmed up in 30 minutes. What are you talking about?
I know, but you got to talk about 426media.com because, and here's the thing, you provided so many wonderful guests through that company, from your company, to be guests on What Matters Most to You. Talk to us about 426media.com and what you can do for people, Benny.
426media.com. The 426 stands for, and I've never exposed this, but that's my birthday. 426 Media, right? And basically, that media arm, like I told you, I stick to what I know. It's a funnel to help other people get exposure. It's a funnel to help people get their products, get some visual, get some information, and get things about them out to the media. And I hear a lot of times that, you know, often, you know, you see the same people on the same shows, on the same radio shows. You know, we need more shows like yours because, Mr. Vincent, you have such a diverse cast of people coming through What Matters Most. This is what radio should be. You know what I mean? You go from doctors, lawyers, preachers, pastors, motivators, singers. Man, I can't even name somebody you didn't have on it. The only thing I don't think you had on was KKK. That was it. That's about it. But over the years, you pretty much tapped pretty much everybody that meant something. And then you tap the stories, Mr. Speaker. That's what's brilliant about your show, and this is what I like, love the show. But you tap the stories that most people don't usually get that attention. And that's brilliant, man. And that's what we need more. But unfortunately, we don't have as much, but we do have What Matters Most on 1450 AM Talk Radio. Listen, baby.
Well, all right, man. You all right. I'm going to tell you, my listening audience, when you get an opportunity, check out BashaniBusiness.com, BashaniBooks.com, BennyRandallShow.com, FatherFlow.com, Bashani.com, and BennyRandall.com. And Bashani is spelled B-S-H-A-N-I. That's B-S-H-A-N-I. Benny, as we get ready to go, my friend, the motivator, what matters most to you?
Seeing other people succeed. That's what matters most to me. That's what wakes me up in the morning, and that's what allows me to have this freedom to do what I want to do, when I want to do, how much I want to do. When I see other people succeed and I've had a little part in their success, that right there is the most gratifying thing you can ever have.
And I want to tell you, you know, I love you like a brother. We grew up together, and you truly inspire me, motivator. You keep me going. You keep me inspired. You keep me focused on the end goal and the end result. And one day, I'm going to fly up to New York, and I'm going to knock on your door. You're going to say, hey, you finally made it to New York.
Finally made it. We're going to put you right on TV immediately.
All right. Well, you have, my friend, my brother, you have a wonderful and blessed weekend.
It's not a game. It's a lifestyle. Woo! You better ask somebody.
All right. And remember, here on What Matters Most to You and all that you do, be magnificent. Until next time, be good, be blessed, but most of all, be a blessing to someone.